When do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When do we do all these things for you? And he will answer, assuredly, I say, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Now, here's the assumption. Oh, that's the poor. It doesn't say the poor. It says, my brothers. This is really key. Who's he talking to? Where is he? Do you remember how chapter 24 starts? They're in the temple. He's cleaning the temple. They come out of the temple. His apostles are like, the temple's amazing. He's like, no, it's not. It's going to get torn down. They're like, what? And they come to him across on Mount of Olives later that afternoon. Can you tell us when that's going to happen and how the end of the world's going to happen? Like, because they think it's the same thing, but it's not. And he goes into this big thing about how the temple's going to be torn down before they're dead, before their generation is dead. And then he goes into, you don't know the day or the hour. But again, who's he talking to this whole time? It's his closest followers. And so when he says, whatever you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, does not mean all human beings. Did Fisk just say you're not supposed to help the poor? No, Fisk didn't say don't help the poor. He said that's not what this verse says. Okay? This verse says help Christians. Recognize Christians as Christians. And then when Christians recognize Christians as Christians, when they see those who are the body of Christ as the body of Christ, guess who they're helping? The body of Christ. It like all makes sense, okay? It's literally true, right? Throw the Lord's Supper in. It's literally true.